Hi, welcome to the Great Adventure Podcast with me, Kylie Jo, as your host. My family and I moved to Uruguay this year, and I am excited to share more of our life with you. Each episode, you will hear about our struggles, our wins, and what it is like to live abroad for our family. Thank you for tuning in. On today's episode, I am talking about the differences between our life in the U.S. versus our life here in Uruguay. The bureaucracy, the culture, and simply put, our daily life. I am super excited to unpack these with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, so thank you so much for tuning in today. Today, I am going to be digging into the differences between our life here and our life in the United States. And I want to specifically make sure I get this point across, that these are differences, not comparisons. It is very difficult to not compare, but it's not a good thing to compare, because then I start, or anybody honestly that I've talked to here that is from the US, starts to really think of one place negatively, whatever your feelings are. And I don't want to do that. So I really want to make sure I don't say I'm comparing. I'm just trying to explain what the differences are. All of the differences, of course, there can be frustrations on both sides, but I don't want to focus on that today. I want to just kind of explain what I'm noticing living here. It's only been a few months, so I know there's more to come with this. So the first one I want to chat about is bureaucracy. I never really used that word in my vocab before in my life, and here I use it often, mostly because it's slow and it's frustrating. when you're from the United States, I am so used to the quickness of how things happen and how easy it is to get things done. Here, it's not so much. Again, it is just different. It's just how the people live here. And it's basically why it's so frustrating, is because I'm realizing that there just isn't that sense of urgency to get things done for the customer or for the resident or whatever you're dealing with. So for instance, we made a big whoopsies before we moved here, and we didn't get any of our documents, like our birth certificates, our marriage certificates. We didn't get anything notarized. We didn't know, to be honest, we didn't do that research that we were supposed to do that. So we've gone through this whole thing of Darwin trying to go to the U.S. embassy, or to even to like the government, whatever you want to call it, government building, to get our stuff done. He's tried to get things translated, because you have to get stuff translated so that they can actually understand it here in Uruguay. It just isn't as easy as it sounds. We had one day where somebody on the phone told Darwin, as like a customer service representative, that, yep, we can get it translated right here in our office. No problem. It costs you whatever money. Darwin went there, made the appointment, paid the money to get it done. He shows up and they're like, somebody at the desk was like, oh no, we don't do that here. And it's just so like, you know, like just frustrating. But also, again, it's different. And I have to continue to remind myself that this is just different. There are things like we've been trying, and by the way, the whole document thing, we ended up FedExing all of our documents to my parents. They are sending them to the state to get them certified, whatever word you want to use, and then sending them back to us. So it's just, we're getting it figured out. It's just something that we forgot to do before we left. So honestly, it's not really anybody else's fault but our own, but it's just not easy to get it done here. and the other thing that we're struggling with is like our medical stuff. So luckily we are under Darwin's parents, like emergency insurance. So like if somebody gets sick or there's an accident, we have somebody to call. So that's fine. But neither of us have a job right now, so we don't have insurance. So anyways, the medical stuff, for instance, we have to get our oldest in, like he's been in school this whole time, but they haven't had any, like we sent his vaccine records to them, but there's nothing, we're supposed to get some kind of like note from the doctor stating he's good to do he's good to go. Like, he's got his physical done or whatever. Finally, we got something on the calendar for tomorrow, but it is just one of those things, like, Darwin can't explain to me that people just don't answer the phone. Like, he'll call the hospital that we're supposed to go to, or the clinic of the public one, right? Because we don't have insurance right now. So the way it works here is you either pay, like, I would call it like a monthly premium to get in right away, or you go the public route where you don't pay a premium or whatever you want to call it. That's the route we're going right now, which is fine. We're figuring it out. We finally got in somewhere for tomorrow for our oldest to get his paperwork complete so he can go to summer camp, that kind of stuff. Like, figuring that, like, it's just different. Again, we knew how things worked in the United States. We don't necessarily know how it works here. Luckily, we have family here that can explain things to us and share how to do things. We've got his mom, who used to be a nurse, that can help us with the medical side of things, which has been a huge blessing. But again, Darwin really didn't live his adult life in Uruguay. So he doesn't know how to, he doesn't know how to be an adult here because he's never had to. So we're just trying to figure out all of the intricacies of all the bureaucratic stuff that we have to deal with. So that's just one difference. The next difference is definitely a different kind of difference. I'm going from like super technical to now like the feeling and the personal side of things. So the culture, of course, the culture is different. Anywhere you go in the world besides your own country is going to be different no matter where you go. But the differences that I'm finding are nothing that, like, there isn't any big surprises, because one of the reasons I wanted to move here, as I stated in my previous episode, was the culture. I absolutely love it. I love how people treat each other. I love how people are more lovey. I know that's, you know, whatever, but it's been amazing to be a part of it. One big thing that I've noticed is the kids, how kids are actually, I don't want to know if the word treated is the right way to say, but they're handled differently, how people see your own kids. So I don't know if I have any other parents from the US that would agree with me on this, but I tend to really be concerned about how other parents either see my children or see me parent, or how my kids are, I don't know, annoying them or being an inconvenience to some degree to somebody else. Now, that could be totally how I feel, or maybe I've only dealt with it on my end of things. But here, my husband put it perfectly. The kids here are accommodated over what the adults need. In the States, the adults are usually accommodated before the kids. Again, just a difference. It's just culture, right? But it's been really cool to see how my kids are viewed. I'm very used to my kids in the United States kind of being annoyances, or, and I'm not saying woe is me. Oh my gosh, I know my kids can be difficult, and I've just noticed it a lot and been much more hypersensitive to it. And here, we, like, the adults here, the even older adults, always are just like, they're just kids. Like, cause I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Or Sebi, stop doing that. Or Nico, stop doing that. Or the, you know, kind of all over them. And adults always are like, even strangers to me are like, they're just kids. Don't worry about it. I'm like, what? This is weird. And so I have personally had to take a little step back and actually go, okay, I'm never annoyed by kids. Like, that's never a thing for me. So, and I know, oh my gosh, let me just say this. I know I have friends and family that are also not annoyed by children. I know that. I'm not as used to having everybody around me here feel the same way I feel about not being inconvenienced. I mean, my sisters would tell you, I've always told them, please send your kids my way. I will take them anytime you need, no questions asked, or any of my friends. That's just who my husband and I are. It's just not an inconvenience to us. Yes, it might be difficult, but oh my gosh, never do I say no. Unless, of course, we're out of town. But here, I'm finding, I had a friend at school. It's turning into a long story, sorry. But I had a mom at school that also speaks English, thank God. She's been a huge blessing in my life. She lives right down the street. She never questions. Like, I'm like, hey, can you pick him up from school today? I can't get there, or my husband's got the car, blah, blah, blah. She's no problem with it. And like, or we had to like, our car broke down, so we had to ride our bike to school a couple of days, and she'd run into us and be like, oh my gosh, just tell me to pick him up. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, oh, I'm not used to people doing that for me. Like, I just never, I haven't experienced that besides my like immediate family. So it's just very refreshing. And again, just a difference. It's just people are going to the next part of this culture, people are a lot slower moving. Yes, people have busy lives, just like people in the United States, but it's a different kind of busy. It's just very relaxed. There's no planning. Like, absolutely. I mean, yes, planning to a degree with like school and work, yes, but like personal life. We had Thanksgiving celebration last week, and the day before, my husband and I was like, hey, what's the plan for food tomorrow? Because like, I need to go to the grocery store. And in the United States, it's a very big holiday. Of course, people are out. You don't want to stop. You don't want to miss something that you have to purchase. You go early. Here, nobody celebrates it, of course, but we did with his family. So we ended up, Darwin, my husband, was like, you know what? My brother's the cook. You talk to him. So he came over and we chatted about what food we were going to buy and what we had and what we needed. But they were just laughing about it because nobody plans here. Like, they would have just planned it the day of. Like, everybody would have shown up and like, all right, what do we have? Okay, let's go to the store and buy what we need. Oh my gosh. Like, could you imagine in the United States, like my family specifically, like, well, we have five couples and huge families. We have to plan for holidays. Like, you have to do that. Here, it's just much more, it feels a little more simplified because nobody's leaving town. They're all just coming to one place every year. Nothing really changes when it comes to that. So holiday wise, yes, it's a lot, but that's just like one story. There are so many other things during my life here that I'm like, so what time are they coming over? I don't know, Kylie, they'll come over sometime after 8 o'clock. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Why? Like, I need to know when I need to have my house clean, when the bathroom needs to be cleaned. Like, you know, you just kind of think about all the little things that I don't worry so much about anymore because I think a lot of people aren't as worried about as I have been in the past. But it's just so much different. Again, I need to stress that. One, for my listeners. Two, for me, because I don't want to get any negative about the cultures, either of the cultures. And the other big thing about the culture that I've noticed is no spending frivolously. People don't spend money just to spend money, unless you're like in the upper 2% class, which we're not in that class. And we don't know a lot of those. We don't know any people like that. But I don't even know how to, like in the United States, maybe it's just because of the people I was around. We would just go spend, we'd get coffee every day. We'd go out to lunch every day if we wanted. Again, income was a lot different in the United States for us. Like, we were able to do that. We worked really hard to get there. But here, it is a lot harder to make more money, and it is a lot harder to move up the ladder unless you know somebody. It's very different, very different. In the United States, you can work up to whatever position you want if you work your tail off and you get there and you make more money within so many years. Here, you could be stuck at the same income for years. And so it's really hard for people to spend money because you don't want to spend frivolously. You want to save, or not even save. You want to be able to have it at the end of the month, because here people only get paid one day a month and it lasts the whole month. So they have to make it last the whole month. So one thing I'm learning personally is not to spend, because again, like I spoke on our last episode, we don't have income right now. But good news, I did get a job. Praise the Lord Almighty. I got a job. It does not start till February, but I got a job and I'm super excited about it. I can touch that another episode, but it's happening. We're finally getting some sort of income. My husband's working on some stuff, like I mentioned before. But anyways, we don't have income right now. Even when we do have income, our expenses are still going to stay low because we don't go out to dinner or out to lunch or out to get coffee. We just don't do those things. We literally spend our money on food and our bills, which is teaching me a lot about saving and about not spending whenever I want to spend. My gosh, I'd have an Amazon box on my step almost every day, and my husband would lose his mind when we were in the United States. We just don't do that here. So it's been really good for me personally and for my husband, to be honest. It gives him peace of mind that I'm learning not to spend money, because I've always been the spender in our life. The last difference that I wanted to touch on is daily life here. It's so different. Again, it's different anywhere you move to across the world, good lands. It's different. But daily life here, from taking the bus and it takes 2 hours to get to your job every day and 2 hours back home, which we are blessed that we are able to afford a car. Not a lot of people don't have cars here. A lot of people just take a bus or their bike all the way to work, you know? So it's very different when it comes to like how you get yourself to the next destination. We are blessed to live in a neighborhood that we can walk down to the stores and we can walk anywhere we need. It's everything is close. We also have a car to get places too, but the bus is always, the city buses are everywhere. The one thing about here is that's different. Yes, there are stores here that not, it's kind of like a Target where, or a Walmart where you have like your pharmacy, your meat market, everything's in one store, which is very normal in the United States. Everything's in one place and it's super convenient. Here, you have a supermarket, a bakery, a meat market, and a pharmacy, all separate, all separately owned in a little strip mall type thing. All small, but we have it a block from our house. And I absolutely love that part about my daily life. I don't go to the store every day, probably every other day. But here, another thing is like fruit doesn't go bad as quickly, but we eat it more because it's nice and refreshing here and it's really good fruit. But milk tends to go bad quicker. So we only buy one, we buy them in bags. I think it's maybe like equivalent to a half gallon, but they go bad really quickly. So we buy milk almost every day, every other day, or we buy bread because it's all freshly made at the bakery. So there are things that I have to walk down there every other day or so, but so that's very different. Along with the bus rides or walking places, it just takes longer to get places, but it's also slows you down and it's been simple and I love it. And it's good for me because I've been my whole life, go, go, go. And my dad used to say the grass under my feet doesn't grow. I think that's the saying. I've always been go, go, go. So this has been a huge change for me to slow down and enjoy it a little bit more and enjoy my time here and be okay with being bored. It's so weird for me. I don't want to say I'm bored because I'm always wanting to do things and I almost feel guilty for using that word, but man, it's been amazing to like just take a nap if I want to. Again, once I get a job or when I start my job, things will change. But right now, I'm taking it all in and I'm enjoying it. So those are the differences. I know it's not a super long episode. I know I probably got long-winded a couple times, but I'm hoping that if somebody listening to this wants to move across the world, take into account a couple of things I said, whether it comes to bureaucracy or preparing for the culture differences or how your daily life is going to look. And there's so many more things when it comes to our life here is so different than the United States. I keep saying, I don't want to say the United States versus Uruguay. I want to say like our life in the United States, because I know there are people that live very differently than us in the US. And there are people here that live very differently than us here. So that's why I keep saying our life here is different. But yeah, if you're planning to move across the world or to a different place and you need some advice, I would love to chat with you. I am pro-adventure, as you can tell by the title of my podcast. I absolutely love it. But if you are moving across the world, please make sure that you look into like what you need to do for your documents, because that is one thing we missed before moving here. Anyways, all that said, thank you so much for listening. And again, I'll be posting every other week. I'm really enjoying taking my time with this and not rushing through things. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I am so glad you joined me today on The Great Adventure. If you have any questions for me, please send me an email. It is in my bio, and I will make sure to answer them in my next episode. If you want to follow along on our journey daily, you can follow me at Instagram at Kylie Jo Silva. I would absolutely love to hear what you thought of today's episode, so please leave a review. Thanks for listening.